Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com, the week of Monday, March 25th. Overnight, we had May corn down a quarter cent at 439, May wheat up 6 cents, 560 and three quarters, and May beans up 3¾ cents at 1196 and a quarter. Looking forward to this week, obviously, we have the reports on Thursday. We'll have export sales. We'll have acreage numbers. We'll have stocks numbers. All that, obviously, a pretty major day out here. The general consensus right now, I haven't seen the exact numbers yet, but we're expecting corn acres to be up 1 million from the Ag Forum and soy acres down 1 million, and I think those will be pretty close to being right. The USDA attaché lowered his soybean estimate in Brazil from 158.5 to 152.6. I think he's getting closer, but I think he's still too high. On the numbers on Thursday, I think the stocks numbers are going to be down in the beans. I think, you know, we're using more beans than people are thinking out here. Corn stocks ought to be pretty strong. But, you know, overall, with the cattle placements that we saw on Friday and the cattle on feed report, I think it's indicating that, you know, we could be feeding a little bit more grain out here, which is certainly positive for the market. We have to watch this week what's going to happen in Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine looks like hit two warships of the Russians. The Russians are back on their heels from the terrorist attack. They're obviously blaming Ukraine instead of ISIS. But at any rate, that's heating up, and I think that gave wheat a little bit strength there. The French wheat ratings are down, so that's helping the wheat. The dollar's down 22 ticks, still too strong, but at least it's a little bit lower here today. So a little bit of a mixed bag out here, but I think we're going to be a little bit choppy going into the reports on Thursday. I think that the reports, you know, I would think that maybe the beans have the best chance for some good numbers out here if they can lower the stocks and lower the acres. I think that would all be friendly. The charts were still looking pretty good on the corn. I'd like to see us close over 446 to convince me that another leg's coming higher. The wheat is there right now, very strong. And the beans, if we could close it, you know, somewhere over, let's say, 12-12, I think that would be an impressive close there. So hopefully we're going to see some firm prices. Funds are still heavily short. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. We've got the funds short, 242 corn, 76,000 wheat, 138,000 beans, 40 meal, and about only 18 oil now. So, you know, there's still a lot of corn, wheat, and beans to cover if the funds want in. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.